Now today I'm just going to share a little bit around just proclaiming God's kingdom, and it is just amazing the words, the songs, well, Theo also used a little bit of exactly the same thing that God highlighted to me during this week, and also something that we pick up during intercession this morning, just God's freedom in the house, but what we have is also we must proclaim God's kingdom. And just proclaiming God's kingdom wherever we are, in whatever situation. And just we all know God's mission. He came to this world to save us. He came to unite us, to turn our hearts back to Him. Just to where all the destruction happens, when sin enters this world, and we were doomed, and God came, and through His Son we can have life and life in abundance. And we just hear it all the time. And it's just on my heart. This is something that I meditate on, this life and life in abundance. If I really have life in every area of my life, of what's going on. And I just realized I went to a bit to the mountains in Cederburg, me and my friend Dirkie. So we were 4 days, no, 3 days in the mountains. It was just amazing. Obviously, it was this massive full moon. So we were hiking at night, and you can switch off your headlamps and just walk at night between 8 and 10 o'clock in the evening without light and anything, except when you trigger the leopard traps and there's some flashes. The Leopard Trust of the Western Cape, they put up some cameras in the mountains. So when you walk past them, there's all these flashes and stuff going on. So it's quite funny. They will find a few extra pictures there of me and Dirk. But then I just realized in the mount there's so many things that we wanna get away, we wanna relax a bit, and we just want our joy to come back. We just wanna feel good about things and just take a break, and it's all good. But I was just very challenged with what is really giving me joy. And what is really the center of my joy. And also for me, the first thing that was when we moved from Clancy to Cape Town, I always said, I've mentioned it before, how I trust in God and everything, and my trust is in the Lord, but my trust was really in the beers or in all the other things and companies that just provided for us. It was just an easy life. And when some of those things were taken away, suddenly I didn't feel the same. Obviously, we will have some emotion attached to certain things. But for me, it was just something that just showed up in my heart that, wow, suddenly just circumstances changed. God didn't change. I didn't change. Just circumstances changed, and it was just chaos. And it just challenged me in such a big way just to pray through these things and just to spend time with God again. And I believe the time that we're going into, we're going to be challenged as a church. We're going to go into times where things might change, circumstances might change. And then it's going to be, where's our joy? Because really, people from the outside must be able to look at our community or the believers, and they must see something, how we love one another. You know, see something different, something good. How we proclaim to the world a godly society. How we proclaim to the world life. And something that people really want. And it's quite a challenge for me, just praying over these things. And just realizing again after the prophetic, really, that we are here to proclaim God's glory. We are here to proclaim God's kingdom. That's what we fight for. That's what we're going for. That's what we do. And we will also see more of that in our services, where we just trust God for words, for what He's telling us, what He's saying us, that we will see as God sees. So I also want to encourage you, some of you also in your quiet time, God is just going to put certain things on your heart. You're going to, just almost like a burden for new things. It might be schools, might be companies, might be people, but there will be a burden that comes as you spend time with God for His people. And then we just respond on that. I was so encouraged with Lee. Well, just something that she told me of her mother and her sister. I think you know that we went to a mother's baptism. And both of them, after many years that we've been praying for them, actually, Lee's sister got saved. I think she prayed for about 5 years or 6 years. And then she brought a letter that she wrote. She gave her a book and a letter. And she brought that letter back. And she said she just want to thank you. She just want to thank Lee for the letter and everything that happened, and how through the years God has worked in her life. And it was such a testimony. And this weekend, the mother was looking after our kids when we went to the parenting course. And then she also took out another letter that rewrote her. I think that was 8 or 9 years ago. And she brought that letter with. And she just said, thank you for that letter. Thank you for, it really meant a lot. And only now, it's only now that they're telling us, after so many years. But it's so encouraging, because it's easy to give up. It's easy to think, wow, is it really worth it? Do they really, what is the prayer? What is happening? What is happening in these people's lives? And I just want to encourage some of you as well, praying especially for family, trusting God for breakthroughs. In this church, God is good, He's alive. I trust for breakthroughs in your lives. We pray for you guys. And testimonies like Theo brought, I expect those testimonies to come. Because we serve an almighty God. And that is great. That is just God. Yeah, He knows us. He knows His children. He knows what we need. Even before we have to ask for it. And I'm also, just with my children, it's obviously just a bit easier to because you know what your children want. You know those things. Okay, Samuel always makes it very clear. There's always one thing. And he probably always gets it as well. Because he's so clear. But Gustav has a lot of things that he wants. But you're always aware of the things that they want. And if you want to bless them, you pretty much know how to bless them. What must you do? What must you give? So much more God to us. So much more. So you spend time, you guys will see, you will experience testimonies of God coming through that is going to be mind-blowing. And I'm not doing prosperity gospel and things like that. For me, it's just, we serve a good God. And just, where John Piper, he said, I've mentioned it before, but he said, God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. When we are most satisfied in God, God is most glorified in us. And that's where we're going for. In Psalm 96 said, declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all the people. Isaiah 12, make known His deeds among the people, proclaim that His name is exalted. There's so many scriptures of just proclaiming God's glory. And this is what's going to happen. This is what's already happening here. Where we had small group testimonies. There's Milo just been born. Janine and Francis in hospital. Sure, it was a marathon session. They sent the WhatsApps here in the morning, going to hospital. And I think it was 11:45 that night. Baby has been born. And we've been praying for that baby for quite some time. For weeks, actually. That everything will go right. And because it's such a complicated thing. But praise the Lord. Baby has been born. And just that, I just realized over the weekend, just that is also a testimony of just God just answering prayers. And they really wanted the baby to come over a weekend. Because France is quite busy at work. And with the deli that he's working at Pick and Pay, difficult to take time off, but it was perfect. I think it was Friday evening, so he's got a nice Saturday, a nice Sunday, and then he can have his other leave. So this again, God is coming through for him. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. This is just a scripture that just, we're thinking of this joy and the joy that God's bringing. It is for me, that is the link to missions. I've always got missions on my heart. And then someone just, they just word it so nice. They say, we do missions because of the joy of our salvation. We want to tell people about Jesus because of the joy of our salvation, because of the joy of our testimonies. And that's actually, I just want, that's for me, it was such a eye-opener, almost, that I must go back to my first love, those first moments where I experienced God the first time, when I saw the breakthrough for the first time, when I got filled by the Holy Spirit the first time. That joy, it was just amazing. The first time I prayed for someone that got healed, all those things, and it's just an amazing joy. And then you just want to tell, you just want to share. And I just realized that joy, it's so easy for things just to steal my joy. And then I don't want to proclaim God's kingdom. Then I don't feel like telling anyone about anything. Because like my car there is giving me problems. And that's such a good example. When Lee tell me there's a little noise on the CV joint or something, I think, no. And I'm such a... any case, I put a claim in against the garage that worked on my car. The biggest challenge from the beginning is to do things in a Christ-like way. Because you just want to get in there and do whatever. And I think, Lord, I must still do it in the right way. Because it's not only about me. It's also about the name who I represent. I'm an ambassador for Christ. So I can't just go in there and do whatever. So now I'm telling the guys, come on, you must do things right. You're making me very angry and I will have to take other steps. I'm giving you a chance. I'm trying and then I pray for this guy. Because currently just what's happening, in short, is he put in the claim, everything went through, but now he's not satisfied that his side of the story, that they listen to it or I don't know, whatever. So basically his pride is just standing in front of him and he's saying, no, I don't like what's happening here, I just stop everything. And I realized that this is my just one example of things that we're going to see. And this is without over-spiritualizing or whatever things. This is just normal day-to-day. Normal day-to-day. Getting challenged with things not working out. Stealing my joy. I was running in the mountain yesterday. Started very early. And then it was a very nice hike and run. And then we got lost. And then obviously things turn out that your 2-hour run turns into a 3.5-hour run. So things just change all the time. And then I get this WhatsApp from Lee. Please hang up the washing. We had some discipline issues. I had to leave early. And I think, what happened at home? That doesn't sound good. So you're on your way. You're ready to go. The boys, they do something. Or Lucy. And now you must first sort that out. All things that's... In a moment, it takes our joy. In a moment, things are just different. So that's really challenging me. Just the joy of my salvation. Just the joy. Just to shift my joy. To be... my identity to be in Christ. And it's just... it's not something that I'm getting right. I'm just putting it out there. Because I just feel in the time that we're going into, it's going to get more and more, it's going to just be intense. It's the best way I can put it. It's going to happen more. So if we're going to allow circumstances and everything to dictate our joy, to dictate how good a witness we are for the Lord, then we're going to struggle. We're going to really struggle. And what you shared in the offering, Matthew 6 verse 32, it's exactly the same thing that stood out for me when I just prepared it. That God knows the thing that we want. His heart is for us. We say, for the Gentiles seek, Matthew 6:32, after all these things, what they eat and drink and put on, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. And then it said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So God was very aware that to seek this kingdom, to see God's kingdom, to put His kingdom first, we're going to get distracted. A lot of things are going to happen. And He is saying, I know about those things. So you can be confident in seeking first the kingdom of God. It's okay to do it. And it was just before that, Jesus is talking to His disciples, talking about how you should pray. And it's interesting to see, He said in Matthew 6 verse 7, when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. And then He goes on, He said, do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. He's saying exactly the same. The Father knows. And then He said, pray like this. And then He said, pray like this, and then again it starts, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. It's again back to the kingdom. Let your kingdom come, God. Let your kingdom come. Hallowed are your name. So in the one side is all the distractions, all the things that so easily distract us. And in the other side is the kingdom of God, where we need to focus on. And also in our services, we will see it more in worship. God is going to speak to us. He's going to tell us more things. He's going to give us the declarations, things to pray, things to go for, strategies. And the thing that's going to distract us is our own flesh. But once we can put some of that aside, the kingdom is just going to open up. We will just get the strategy. And for me, it's just one or the other. So I always thought I'm a patient. I've got lots of patience, and I'm good in that area. And again, the children will come and they will drill you a bit. They'll do the same thing over and over and over and over. And then you realize you're probably not, you don't have so much patience. And suddenly you just explode. And for me, I just realized that is just showing up something that's in my heart. And why I'm saying this is to let God's kingdom come. There's the distractions, there's all the normal stuff. But on the other side, there's stuff in our hearts that's just going to come out. I'm just reminded of Jonah, when God tells him to go to Nineveh and say, you're my man, you must go, you're going to say the word, I want to save the city. And then he runs away. And then he's just running. And then he's on the boat, and then it's jump into the water. And every time, I believe God just revealed to him what's really in his heart. God has showed him, listen, I want to use you. I want to do mighty things through you. But now he's just running. And the funny thing is, he came back and then he went to the city. And now he's outside the city and sitting under the tree. And now he's depressed again. And God came and the Lord said, you pity the plant for which you did not labor, nor did you make it grow, which came into being in a night and perished in a night. So God is just telling you, you feel this about a plant, and you feel bad, the plant came and it's gone and you didn't do anything about it. I give it to you, I take it away. And then God is just saying, should not I pity Nineveh, that great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know their right hand from their left? Should I not pity Nineveh? And should you not be concerned more about the city and the people and everything? And for me, that was just something God just revealed to him. This is what's really in your heart. This is what you are concerned about. You're going off about a plant that died, came up, it died. And there's greater things to do. And Peter, we all know that when Peter must deny Christ 3 times, and every time he said no, when God said, Jesus said it's going to happen, he said, it will never happen to me. I'm never going to do this. I'm not this kind of man. And then in Luke 22, when Peter said, man, I do not know what you are talking about, and the rooster crowed, and the Lord turned and looked at Peter, and Peter remembered the saying of the Lord, how it said to him, before the rooster crows today, you will deny me 3 times. And for me, that is just something again where God has exposed something in his heart. He said, I told you, he said he was right there. He said, no, I'm going to follow you, God. I'm going to go with you everywhere. And then something was just exposed. And he just realized, okay, everything is not so good. And why I'm saying these things is because it's again, as we're running together as a community of believers, as a church, certain things might come out, certain things might be revealed that's actually in our heart, and it might be ugly, and there might be some wraving, eister, sleip, eister. But the important thing is to remain teachable, that someone can come to you, that someone can come to me and say, this is not right, this is not right. We are running together. We focus on God to let his kingdom come. Because I just see it from experience. I see a group of people running together, running strong. Something will happen. Someone will get offended. And the devil just take them out one time. And it's just quick. And I just realized for us, as we moving into a new area where we just trust God for a lot of things, for strategy to be effective, that things might be revealed in our hearts. Things might come up. And all that's saying, just bring those things. Come with it. Come to the Lord. Pray about those things. Pray about people if they offend you. Pray for them. Let us work it out. Let us not get distracted by these things. Let us run together and run strong. Because this is just one of the things that just stood out for me in this letting God's kingdom come, proclaiming God's kingdom. Because if there's not unity, then God's blessing is not here. When Jerusalem fell and the people wanted Jeremiah to inquire from the Lord, they all said, now you must pray to God. We want to go away to Egypt. We want to go back. They want Jeremiah to pray about the will of God and what they must do. And so he inquired of God. And he said, okay, no, we must not go. But then they said, oh, we still want to go. You probably didn't hear right. You're probably not so in tune of what the Lord is doing. And they anyway went. And a lot of bad things happened to them. And I was just another thing, as we proclaim in God's kingdom, as we trust God for these breakthroughs, for his kingdom to come, to build his kingdom, we often pray for things that's really our will and not God's will. And then we actually want to hear that right word, we want to hear the right thing. So in this time, I just want us to be sensitive, that we pray about just asking God, what's on your heart? How do you see? Teach us, Lord. Show us your heart. Show us your, because my heart, I know if I must pray just for my own stuff, I'll just pray about gear. I'll pray I will get gadgets. And if someone gives me gadgets, then I think, oh, God is answering my prayer. It's just amazing. See, my heart is not good. I get distracted easily. And this is for me also a reminder just to focus, to let God's kingdom come. The amazing thing, Jesus, when he was a boy, he walked into the synagogue and he took up that scribe and he started reading from Isaiah. And he said this, and what he read was that it occurred in Luke 4. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." That was the anointing on Jesus. And when he said, he looked at his disciples in Matthew and he said, "Go, and I have anointed you." Matthew 10 verse 7, Jesus sent out his disciples, said, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." The kingdom is here. The kingdom of heaven must come. "Go, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You receive without paying, give without pay." Go and do the work. Go and do it. The anointing, the blessing is upon us to step in this. As Jesus proclaimed back then, we also got the authority from the Lord through His Holy Spirit. And we had some training sessions about the prophetic, and we just discussed some of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And that is really the things that must be a lifestyle. So as we let the kingdom come and see how the kingdom is going to come, those things are just naturally going to come out. So again, I just encourage you guys, where we go, trust God for those divine appointments, like Corbus also mentioned. Trust God to engage with people. But try not only to have conversation, try to challenge the people to get to the place of conversion, where they're actually making a decision. Because that's something I was trusting God for a long time, just to engage, just for that divine appointment. And now the Lord is challenging me. Okay, so that's all good. There's divine appointments, it's happening. But now are you going to challenge the people? Are you going to put something out there? Are you just going to give an invite? Okay, so can you come to church with me? Can I pray for you for this thing? Can we trust God for the breakthrough? Do you want to give your heart to the Lord? It's just a next step. Everybody okay? Very quiet this morning. But I just want to say, and then we're going to see the miracles happen. Then we're going to experience how God is backing us, how He's with us, and how we're really partnering with God. As we engage with people, as we go for that, for the moment, the conviction, where we actually start using the gift that God has given us, start using the tools that God has given us. And I want to encourage you, if you want to know about any of the gifts, if you want to know, to operate or just desire something that you want to see in your life, come and we can talk through these things, we can pray together, we agree that we can run with momentum, that we can run strong. Because that's what we want to do. We're going for God's kingdom. We're going to really be this a God community. And Ephesians 6 verse 12, "We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." So just lastly, as we battle, as we go forward to let God's kingdom come, be aware where the battle is. It's not against flesh and blood. Because we get very angry and you want to take out the guy, but the guy is maybe not the root of the whole thing. He's maybe not the source. And there's actually probably a much more effective way that we can pray and we can change hearts and things can change, opportunities can change. It's amazing things. I'm always just amazed at how God works. Once we just trust God for His strategy and start praying things into being, and then see how people's hearts turn, how they come back, they ask a question, how you get an opportunity, how you get invited somewhere, open door somewhere. We're actually trusting God for quite some time in the Seaput campus. Some of the students are coming to the evening service, and this week we have an opportunity that we can actually go to one of the races and just, well, I don't know if they're going to call it a crusade or an outreach or what they're going to call it, but they say we can come, we can preach, but we're not allowed to bring a band. But we can play a CD. Or, so that's great. But at least they gave us the opportunity to go in there and to preach the gospel. So obviously I'm very excited about that. Because I know Alice, Michelle, and the guys, Jakob Willemse, they're really working so hard in that campus and just going out sometimes over lunchtimes, just talking to students, praying with them, trusting God for breakthroughs. And now we can go in there and we can do something. And it's just amazing. As we go forth, God's kingdom will come. Things are going to happen. So you guys, during this week, in the month that's going to come, as you pray for things at work, pray for people, be sensitive. God is going to open, give up opportunities. He's going to change hearts. Things are going to happen. And when necessary, let us know. We've got a great group of intercessors. If we must get together, if we must pray for a specific thing, for a breakthrough, whatever. Because God's kingdom is coming, and God is using us to let this kingdom come. As I was, there's two websites, joshuaproject.net, and there's one about people groups. And to just talk about what's going on in the world, they talk about unreached people groups. And I thought, I just wanted to check who is the closest unreached people group to us in Cape Town. And there's actually one in Cape Town, I couldn't believe it. The Malay people of Cape Town, 250,000 in Cape Town. But let me just say, they classify the unreached people group as there's no one in that group that's a strong enough Christian or with resources to reach their own people. So the only way that the Malay people are going to be reached, according to them now, is if someone from the outside starts a program to specifically reach out to that people group. And groups are based on a way to, say, through language, to connect with the people, but there's also sometimes people groups based on barriers, where there's different classes. And they actually say that sometimes, just on the side, sometimes to reach people, it's going to be more difficult, even speaking their language, it's going to be more difficult to reach them if you're not from the right class or not from the right background. So they also use not only language, but also the class and the status in society. That's sometimes a bigger barrier than the language to reach a certain group of people. So I was very surprised at this right there in Cape Town. I thought it's going to be somewhere on an island where they shoot everyone that comes close. But that just shows us, right, in Cape Town, the Malay people, between them in that group, there might be a Christian there, but they're not the Joshua Project. They don't recognize someone. They don't think that there's something significant, or they don't know of anything. So there's a lot of opportunities to build the kingdom, to let God's kingdom come. And this is going to happen, especially as we move forward. God is going to show us a lot of things. In Psalm 2 verse 8, I'm going to end off with this, says, "Ask of me and I will make the nations your inheritance, or your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession." We must ask God. We must pray for God and ask Him for our inheritance. Ask Him for our inheritance for Shofar Century City, for Shofar Cape Town. Here in Cape Town and into the world. And I know we've said it so many times, where we must, as you pray, just respond to the conviction that God is placing in your heart. But I really want to encourage you, just talk to us. Because God is speaking to us as a body. And I must repent, I also was slack a little bit in just following up everything that came out in the intercession and the small groups, or just things that were on our heart, like old age homes or specific things. But we just going to take it up again. So as we pray, as we spend time in God's presence, God will reveal certain things, and then just run with that. We just start running with that. And we're going to see God's kingdom come. Amen.